I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving season.
我希望你有很高兴的感恩节。
I know that all of us are coming off a time of enjoying meals, eating a lot.
我们刚过了一个吃了很多的时间。
And maybe some of you took part in the Black Friday shopping.
但有些人会参加黑色星期五的血拼。
And Thanksgiving, of course, is not only associated with Thanksgiving, giving thanks, but also, of course, with eating and shopping.
感恩节不光是感恩，也包括了吃。
You know, they say that eating sweets, eating like apple pie or even going shopping, it actually releases a chemical in our brain, right?
有人说我们吃跟买东西会让我们脑筋有些激素产生。
They say that when we eat something sweet or when we do something pleasurable, dopamine is released into our brain, the feel-good portion of our brain.
当我们这个吃甜食或者是买东西，会让我们脑中有产生舒服的感觉。
But scientists say that there's also a neuroscience to giving thanks as well.To gratitude.
神经科学说我们脑中也会有感谢的这样的一个感觉。
I read an article, it's called the Grateful Brain. The Grateful Brain.
我读了一篇文章叫做感恩的大脑。
And it makes the case that actually that when we give thanks, when we have gratitude, it can actually has the power to reshape neural pathways in our brain. That it actually changes our brain when we give thanks.
里面提出证据说感谢有能力改变我们大脑神经的通路。
One study had a group of college students keeping a journal over a period of time, like several months, and what they were supposed to do is they were supposed to give thanks every week. They were to list out in their journal something they were to give thanks for.
其中有一个研究让学生记下他每一周值得感谢的事。
And what they did is, and then they had another group of people who simply weren't giving thanks or even complaining. They were supposed to keep a journal of complaints.
另外一个团体就是每天记下他们抱怨的事。
And of course, at the end of the time, when they asked the students and they measured like how they felt at the end of the several months of giving thanks, of course that they said that they reported feeling generally more optimistic. They felt better about their lives. They felt more thankful. It's just how it works.
在最后，他问这些学生的感觉，他们都觉得如果每天记下感恩事，会让他们觉得很乐观。
Other studies have shown that even when we give gratitude, it can change anything from our exercise habits to our sleep quality.
他们也发现感谢会影响我们做任何的事情，包括从运动的习惯到睡眠。
So if some of you are having trouble sleeping, maybe it's good that you just, give thanks. Start giving gratitude.
如果晚上睡不着，学习感恩。
They say that the giving thanks, the gratitude has a cumulative effect in our brain, in our lives.
专家说感谢有累积的效应。
They say how it works is that our brain has a small focus. We can only focus on maybe one thing at a time.
我们脑子只有非常有限的专注力，只能一次注意一件事。
And what they say is that when we're giving gratitude, it's hard to focus on both something that's negative and positive at the same time. That's just not how our brain works.
我们脑子没有无法同时注意正面跟负面的事。
What they said in the article is that our brain is kind of like a small child.
大脑像个小孩。
If a small child falls down and gets an owie, gets a boo-boo on their elbow, they say, give a child a lollipop.
假如一个孩子摔伤了，得了一个小伤口，你给他一个棒棒糖。
Because what happens when we start giving thanks is that we just focus on one thing. We focus on the good things. We focus on gratitude. And it's just like giving a child a lollipop when they've had a small cut, they focus their brain.On something else.
我们感恩就像给这个孩子棒棒糖一样，我们做一个好的事情。
In addition, our brains have something called a confirmation bias.
我们脑子也倾向于接受先入为主的观念。
That is, our brains tend to look for what we know to be true.
我们脑子会找一些我们已经知道是真的事情。
And so between the confirmation bias of beginning to look for what we know to be true and kind of the dopamine that is released into our brain when we give thanks,
这样的方式就很像我们刚刚讲到说这种激素的产生。
When the more we give thanks, they say that the more our brain starts looking for things to be thankful for.
当我们越会感恩，我们的脑子就越会去找这些值得感恩的事。
And so that's why psychologists say that there's a potential for gratitude to accumulate in our lives.
就是专家所说的这种累积的效应。
So when we practice this, no matter whether you're a Christian or you're not a Christian, it doesn't matter, Christian or non-Christian, there is benefit, health-wise, attitude-wise, when we give thanks.
不论是基督徒或非基督徒，这些事情对你们都有好处。
However, we know as Christians, we have more reason than anyone else.To give thanks. We have so much to be thankful for.
对基督徒而言更有理由要感恩，因为我们很多事情都值得感恩。
And Paul, this morning in our passage in Colossians, he gives us a couple of reasons to go, you know what? We just need to give thanks. As a church, as a body of Christ, I mean, what are we lacking? We have so much to be thankful for.
今天保罗在哥罗西书就给我们这样的教导，很多感恩的事情。
Open your Bibles with me to Colossians.
请打开哥罗西书。
Chapter 1. We're going to just read verses 3 to 6 this morning.
第一章三到六节。
Colossians 1, 3 to 6 says this. We always pray for you and give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all of God's people.Which comes from your confident hope of what God has reserved for you in heaven. You have had this expectation ever since you first heard the truth of the good news. This same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It is bearing fruit everywhere by changing lives, just as it changed your lives.From the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace. This is the word of the Lord. Paul, let me give you a little bit of background, because it's the beginning of the book of Colossians. It's the first chapter. So let me just give you a brief picture of why Paul is writing the church in Colossae.
让我给你一些关于保罗哥罗西书的一些背景的资讯。
He's writing the people of Colossae, the church of Colossae, because...Similarly to, we've been studying the book of 1 John, and in the first book of 1 John, there is an idea or philosophy that is persuading the church, that is moving the church in the wrong direction.
这个背景很像我们现在正读的约翰一书讲的教会一样。
And that is similar. It is similar in the book of Colossians, the people, the church in Colossae. There is a group of people, again, who was...injecting a philosophy, he even mentions it in Colossians 2, verse 8, an empty philosophy or a high-sounding nonsense, Paul calls it, to the church.
哥罗西书第二章第八节就提到说有人在传理学和虚空的妄言。
But instead of trying to, like in the book of 1 John, the people are trying to pull the church away from God, in this case, in Colossians, they're saying, you know what, the hope that you believe in,You don't qualify for. You're just not, you don't have the qualifications to take part in what we call this faith, this religion. So you're really not one of us. You're not part of us, and you never can be.
这些人不光只是像约翰一书一样要说服教会加入他们，他们更说哥罗西人完全不配得他们所得的盼望。
And so what Paul does is he, again, assures them of their faith,And for the first 23 verses, the first 23 verses and the first chapter of Colossians, he gives thanks. It's like 23 verses of thanksgiving.
保罗用前面23节代表教会来感谢神。
He starts out, he says, we always give thanks to God our Father because, you know why? Because we have heard Paul writing from Rome, he hears. He's like, I have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus. And it just, when I hear about it, I give thanks. I pray. We pray for you and we give thanks all the time because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus.
保罗在罗马听到他们的行为，他说：“我为你们感谢我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告。”
I know in our culture sometimes when we hear about faith, it's like, okay, we hear this general faith. And Paul is not saying, I'm just giving thanks for just your faith. He has a very specific idea of why he's thanking God for their faith. They have a particular faith that he is thinking of.
保罗这边所说的信不是我们常常所一般谈的信，而是有些特别的意思。
We know that Paul is thinking of this faith because he mentions it later. He mentions what they believe in, why he's so excited.
因为保罗在后面指出他所信的是什么。
If you have your Bibles open or if you're on your phone, you can move down a little ways to Colossians chapter 2.
如果你有圣经，请翻到第二章。
Verse 12, it talks about what they believe in. It says, like, here's why, here's the faith that he's describing the faith that they have.
在第十二节也谈到他所信的是什么。
He says in verse 12 in chapter 2, hey, this is why, this, for you were buried with Christ when you were baptized. And with him, you were raised to a new life because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ.From the dead.
第二节说到，第十二节说到，你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，都因那信叫他从死里复活的神。
Paul says, no, it's not a general faith because it's the same with you, church. You don't just have this faith. You know, sometimes in our culture they'll say, just you know what you got to do. You just got to keep the faith. Just hold on to the faith. No. Paul is saying, no. What I've seen in you is that when you were baptized.You died with Christ, your old life was gone, and when Christ was raised from the dead, you believed, church, that he was raised from the dead, that he was dead for 3 days and rose from the dead. When you placed your belief in that, you also had new life. You were raised also with Christ.
这里所指的信就是指跟主耶稣一起死又一同复活的事。
And today, Sister Lu and Thomas Wu,They're also going to be baptized today. They're also going, you know, like, look, we also place our faith in the Son of God who was crucified and raised 3 days later.
待会罗军姐妹和吴红林要在众人面前受洗。
We can get excited every time, church, every time we see someone being baptized, anytime we hear a profession of faith, when someone's like, no, I believe this. This is something we can go, oh, this is amazing.God has done something incredible in their lives.
当有人要在众人面前见证他信仰，让我们非常兴奋的是。
Sometimes we hear that your family, you know, like you said, you know, many of you report like, well, I'm going to go back to Taiwan, to China, to go visit family. We're going to go back and we're going to visit. And, you know, my hope, you say, oftentimes we hear, our hope is when we go back,We're going to share about Jesus Christ with our mom, with our dad, with our sister, our brother. And, our hope is that they receive Christ.
当我们听到有弟兄姐妹要回台湾或中国回去向他们的父母及弟兄姐妹传福音。
And over the years, so many times I've heard so many of you come back and say, you know what, guess what? When we were there, we shared Jesus with them, they received Christ. In the future, I'm going to be with my mom, I'm going to be with my dad because they received Jesus Christ.
他们回来以后告诉他们父母信主将来我会跟我们父母一起来看到主耶稣
One of the reasons we can give thanks this Thanksgiving season is that someone in your family one of your friends someone that you know has just like Paul says I give thanks because I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ some of you right now can go oh I give thanksBecause my sister, because my brother, because my mom or my dad, because one of my best friends, they came to know the Lord.
在这感恩的季节，你可以为你的家人、朋友，为他们认识主来感恩。
Or maybe not. Maybe you're in the place where you're like, no, I'm still praying. Or maybe my family, I'm the only one in my family who knows Jesus right now.
也许他们都还没有信主，你是你们家唯一信主的。
But you can also give thanks because of your own faith, because God has given you faith.
但是你仍然可以感谢，因为神给你这样的一个信仰。
In another letter, we have a sense of Paul's thanksgiving for his own faith that he'd been given.
在另外一封书信中间，保罗也提到他自己的信仰，为他信仰感恩。
He says about his former life, when Paul looks back and he describes his former life in the book of Acts, he says, you know what, I used to scoff at the name of Jesus Christ.
保罗他在这个使徒行传提到他以前
Paul looks back and says, I hunted down his people, harming them in every way I could. He looks back at his life and he goes, you know what, I remember who I once was. I remember how hateful I once was, how bitter I once was.
他说到他曾经是逼迫基督徒的，他以前是怎么样的的这样的一个痛苦，这样逼迫人，怎么辱骂人的人。
But he says now, how thankful am I to Christ Jesus our Lord for considering me trustworthy and appointing me to serve him.
但是他现在说，我感谢那给我力量的主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。
Paul's like, I can't believe that I used to hunt down Christians. And now God, I can't believe that God has like chose me. Why would he choose me of all the people? Why would he choose me to minister?
保罗说，我原来是逼迫基督徒的，我真是难以相信现在神竟拣选我。
Of course, I know that none of you in your former lives hunted down Christians, or at least as far as I know, none of you hunted down Christians, right? None of you were in that spot.
我们在座人大概没有以前有人是逼迫基督徒的。
But I know that any of you who have proclaimed Christ, who have been baptized in the Lord, who have called out in faith to Jesus Christ, all of you can remember who you once were.
但是我想大概很多人可以想到你们以前没有信主前的情况。
Again, so many times I hear of your faith. Maybe some of you heard stories during the Thanksgiving sharing about people who they once were before they knew Jesus.
大概你们有听到说在这感恩节有人分享他以前是怎么样。
Sometimes I'm surprised because I know all of you now, most all of you I know as those in the Lord.And sometimes you give me descriptions of who you once were in the Lord, and I'm like, I can't even picture that. I can't even picture who you were in the Lord, who you were without the Lord.
有的时候我会很惊讶，你跟我讲你以前是什么情况，我很难想象你以前会是这个样子。
Some will say, oh, if you would have known my dad before he knew the Lord, he was an angry guy. He used to yell. He used to be mean, you know? But now it's like...Yeah, he's different. And some of you, when I talk with the youth, they're like, yeah, I remember when my dad, before he knew the Lord, he was an angry guy, you know? But not anymore. Yeah. Not that he never gets angry, it's just that he's just different. He's a different person.
有人说我以前我的父亲是很容易生气的人，他会对我大吼大叫，但是现在完全改变。
Some of you used to be bitter. Some of you used to have some unforgiveness in your life. There was someone in your life that you could not forgive. There was maybe multiple people in your lives that you could not forgive. You were a bitter person.
有人是有苦毒的人，他不能够原谅人。
But now, in Christ Jesus, God has given you freedom. He's released you from that.
现在在基督里面，神已经释放了你。
Some of you, before you knew the Lord, were lost.I've heard some of your stories. Some of you are like, I was a wandering soul before I knew the Lord.
有人在没有信主以前是曾经迷失过。你说你是个流浪的灵魂。
You were disoriented. You were misplaced. You felt like I just don't belong, and I'm wandering in my life.
你觉得你没有目标跟方向。
And now the Lord has given you hope. He's given you purpose.
现在基督给你的盼望，给你的目标。
I don't know, church. Can you remember who you once were? I mean, have you taken the moment like this past Thanksgiving to remember who you were?
你曾想过你以前是怎么样的情况吗？你们利用这时间想想看。
I can certainly remember who I was. I thought about it earlier, and I can remember. Sometimes we take it for granted. Sometimes after we've been in the Lord for quite some time.We like forget. We forget who we once were, and we have to think back. Again, we're reminded by our own shortcomings, but we have to think back of like, ah, I remember my life before I knew the Lord.
有的时候我们可以想想看我们以前，我们有时候把我们现状视为理所当然。
I myself struggled with heavy depression. I was depressed as a young man.
我以前曾经有一阵子非常的 deep.
And again, it's not that you can't be a Christian. If you're a Christian, it's like you can never be sad or you can never be depressed. That's not the case. It's just that I, I was depressed and I lacked any kind of hope. There was no light in front of me. There was no hope out there.
我以前对一些事情的总觉得没有盼望，我非常的失落。
And my eyes were always on myself. I can remember. I can think back to who I once was. I had a narrow focus, a narrow view of life. And it was mainly about me.
我的眼睛只注视到我自己，我非常的狭隘，只看我自己。
So if you're here this morning, and you're in the Lord, you know Jesus, take a moment. How many of you are thankful this morning? How many of you are thankful this morning that you remember the time when you met the Lord Jesus?
今天在我们中间，如果你已经是基督徒的，想想看你以前是怎么样，神怎么改变你。
And in fact, that same good news that you received when Paul says that, like, that same, that the way that you were transformed, the way that you've been changed, the way that you have now thankfulness in your heart, that same good news, he says, it's going out to the rest of the world. It's not just you, Paul says to the church in Colossae. He's like, no. And that good news is like, it's going out all over the place.
神怎么样改变你的生命，今天同样的信息也传到全世界。
Another reason that we can give thanks is that that very transformation that we've experienced is going out everywhere.
神怎么样改变的是传到全世界。
When Paul wrote to the church in Colossae, one could say that like the good news really wasn't all that much to talk about. I mean, when he says, it is going out. The same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. When Paul wrote this, you could say, well, you could make the case it's like it was not all over the world.
但是在保罗写这书信的时候，整个福音还没有传到全世界。
You could say that it wasn't like the gospel had not yet been like some triumphal success, and that it had spread all over the place.
那时候福音还没有非常的成功传扬到整个全世界。
The Jewish historian Josephus, who wrote about the Roman and Jewish war at the end of the century, hardly mentioned Christians. I mean, the church was in existence, but he didn't mention Christian, the church, that much.
犹太的历史学者约瑟夫曾写过罗马和犹太人的第一世纪战争，几乎完全没有提到基督徒。
Christians are also mentioned by the Roman historian Tacitus, but not a whole lot.
另外一位罗马的学者，特克图也提到，没有提到很多关于基督徒。
Tacitus only mentions them as the scapegoats for Emperor Nero's when he set the fire to Rome. So, again, the church, I mean, it was small. It was small. There wasn't a lot of Christians out there.
他是提到，基督徒是这个罗马时候的这个很小的一个部分。
But when Paul wrote this, he saw the potential.Of what he saw the seed that was planted of what the church would become.
当保罗写的时候，他已经虽然是一个小的这个种子，他已经看到他的将来的潜力。
He's like, look, I see that there are the churches in now in Ephesus, and the churches in Corinth, and the churches in even those large cities like Ephesus and Corinth, and even in small towns like Colossae. That's kind of declining, but the gospel is out there. The people.There are people who love the Lord and who are growing.
他看到哥林多、以弗所这些小群的基督徒，或者是在哥罗西这个衰落的城市有基督徒。
He could see what had not yet been seen by other people, in other people's eyes.
他可以看到有些人当时还不能看到的事。
And now we know that the gospel has gone to every continent. I mean, there's no continent. I guess you could say Antarctica, maybe. There's no people there, so it doesn't matter.Right, every continent has been touched by the gospel. There are lives being transformed on every continent by the gospel.
现在福音几乎传到每一个州，有许多人的生命被改变。
There are people out there in South America, in Europe, in Africa who are being set free from guilt, being set free from shame.
福音传到欧洲、南美洲、非洲，让许多人得到自由。
If we could move forward one slide, I want to show you a picture.
Okay.
This guy's name is Pariti Emmanuel.
Yeah, 这个人的名字叫做 Pariti Emmanuel.
I share his story with you because, again, it's just an example of the gospel transforming lives in a deep and meaningful way in a place that we've never been to before.
我之所以跟大家分享这个故事，因为这个福音，可以看到是福音带给人的改变。
Emmanuel, he took part in the 1994 genocide in the country of Rwanda.
这 Emmanuel 这个人，他参与了当初在1994年在 Rwanda 的大屠杀。
Maybe some of you many years ago you'd seen the movie Hotel Rwanda.
Mm-hmm. 也许有人有看过这个，在卢旺达饭店的这部电影。
He is a part of the people of the Hutu people.
他是胡图族的人。
And in April 1994, there began a 100-day massacre.
在1994年四月，有一百天的时间，他们大屠杀。
The Hutu people were convinced that the Tutsis were a lesser of a people.They'd even talk about how the Tutsis had like wider noses or just different physical aspects about them.
他们杀了很多这些 Tutsis 这个族的人，只因为他们的鼻子很宽。
And they were brainwashed by the leadership, and they began to kill the Tutsi people.
他们被一些领袖洗脑，所以去杀这些 Tutsis 人。
They would go from house to house. Neighbors were killing neighbors.
他们一间间的房子就杀自己的邻居。
And it would lead to the death of 8,000 people belonging to the Tutsi people.
造成八千图提人的死亡。
After the genocide ended, after the killing had ended, Emmanuel was arrested and he was placed in prison for 6 years.
当大屠杀结束以后 ，Emmanuel 这个人被抓到监里面关了六年。
During his time in prison, his fellow prisoners invited him.Something had changed in them, and some of his fellow prisoners had invited him to be a part of a group that was discovering who Jesus was.
他在狱中有人邀请他参加这个探究福音的小组。
Emmanuel said, I had a hard time. The first time I heard the gospel, the first time I heard about Jesus, when I was in this group, I had a hard time engaging. I just had so much that I was coping with, just remembering of what I had done.I really couldn't receive what was being said.
他说当我初次听见福音我很难真正的接受因为我想到我自己所做的事。
But during this time in the group, he did realize that he was encouraged enough that he felt like he needed to tell the truth.
他这段时间他受到很多人的鼓励所以他觉得他应该把真实的情况讲出来。
And so what he decided to do is to write letters.To the relatives of the people that he had killed.
所以他决定写信给那些他所杀的人的家属。
And it was helpful. I mean, he felt like I could at least express the truth. I could at least write and ask for forgiveness.
他说至少我可以把事实写下来，而且要求人家原谅我。
And he felt some measure of a small measure of peace in his heart from it.
借此他可以找到一些平安。
When he was released from prison, though, his life was not easy.He came out of prison and he found out that his wife had children with another man. So his wife had left him.
他从监狱出来以后，事情也没有变得更好，因为他发现他妻子已经跟别人。
And he said, I had a hard time with the idea of facing anyone who was a survivor. There were many Tutsis still around, of course, in his neighborhood.That he formerly lived, and he said every time I would see someone who was a survivor, I couldn't face them.
他说我很难面对这些大屠杀的生还者。
He said every time I came to a survivor and I was in the same room, I would hide, I would move away.
我见到这些生还者，我都想跑掉躲开。
He said I preferred hanging around with other Hutus who also had committed genocide. I preferred to be with people who were like me.
我想到喜欢跟那些胡图族跟我一起杀人的人在一起。
But he found himself in a place where he was, again, just lost and lonely and full of anxiety.
他自己觉得好像是迷失，他很非常的沮丧。
And he remembered back to when he was in prison, and he felt like he's like, I just remember feeling a little bit of encouragement when I was there in this Bible study. I had some encouragement.
他想到他在狱中参加这个小组，他得到很多的鼓励。
And so he reached out to a chaplain. who was also reading, who was also leading a similar group about discovering who Jesus was.
因此他找到有一个牧师，他也在带领同样类似的小组。
And at that time, that was the first time in that group where he began to experience the true love of the Lord.
他是第一次在这小组当中享受到真正的神爱。
He said, I experienced the love of the Lord in a way that I'd never experienced before.
他说我享受的爱是我从来没有接受过的。
Church, maybe you can remember that first time. Do you remember that first time when you felt the love of the Lord? Where it's like this warm feeling, where you understood the gospel and you received Jesus Christ. Do you remember that?
弟兄姐妹，你没有想到你以前第一次接受到神的爱，那种很温暖的感觉。
John Wesley, the theologian John Wesley, describes it when he first came to know Jesus Christ. He said there was like a warmth or a burning feeling in my heart.
约翰·威斯里说，当他第一次接触福音，他这种有些温暖，甚至这种被心中被燃烧的感觉。
Emmanuel experienced that so much that he's like, when he got out of prison, he was out of prison, and he's like, you know what? I felt like I needed to forgive my wife for leaving me, and I began to take care of the children who weren't even mine.
Emmanuel 说，他当他有这样的感觉，他觉得他需要回去爱他的太太跟爱他太太所生的孩子。
He decided to reach out to those again whom he had murdered their relatives and said, except for this time, he said, you know what, I want to go face to face. I want to talk with them face to face and ask for their forgiveness.
他去找那些他当初所杀人的这些亲属，要跟他们见面。
He went to a pastor. He went to his pastor and said, would you go with me? Would you go with me to face the people and I want to ask for their forgiveness.
他请他的牧师跟他一块去，他要向他们要请求他们原谅。
He went with his pastor to find a gentleman named Vincent.
他跟他牧师找到这个有一个人叫做 Vincent.
Emmanuel had murdered Vincent's mother and had murdered his grandmother.
Vincent 杀了这个 Emmanuel 杀了 Vincent 的母亲跟祖母。
When Vincent had heard that Emmanuel was coming, he said it was really hard. He's like, I don't know if I had a hard time. It was a hard time to accept that the one who had murdered my mother and my grandmother was coming to ask for forgiveness.
当 Vincent 听到 Emmanuel 去找他，他说我很难接受杀我母亲跟祖母的凶手来见我。
And honestly, I can't imagine. It's hard for me to place myself in Vincent's shoes to go. I can't imagine the person who murdered my mom and my grandmother like coming to talk with me. I don't know if I could do it.
我很难想象，如果我在 Vincent 的这个境况，我怎么能看到杀我母亲跟祖母的凶手来看我？
But he felt it was important to extend forgiveness to Emmanuel.
但是他觉得很重要，要来饶恕。
Vincent said this, for the sake of unity and reconciliation, I told Pariti Emmanuel, not to be embarrassed to meet me.
他告诉 Emmanuel 说，因为合一跟和好的缘故，你不要觉得不好意思来见我。
He said it wasn't easy to say such words to someone like Pariti who had committed such atrocities.
对我来说很难讲这样的话，对犯下如此暴行的人。
But I realized that when one is in the Lord, because Vincent knew Jesus, that everything is possible.
但是我知道，当一个人在主里，凡事都有可能。
So I decided to forgive and live together with him.
所以我决定原谅他，并和他住在同样的地方。
And now, Emmanuel and Vincent, they actually live together in a village that is designed for people who are both those who committed the crime and those who were victims. There's a village where they come together and they live together.
现在 Emmanuel 跟 Vincent 他们住在一个村子，是为这个大屠杀的受害者跟肇事者所建的。
Everything is possible in Christ Jesus. So I'm telling you, church, if there is someone out there whom you have bitterness against, you feel like it is impossible, I can't forgive them. It is possible in Christ Jesus.
在主里凡事都可能，如果我们在中间对人有苦毒的。
The gospel is bearing fruit everywhere. It's changing lives, just as it changed and is changing your lives.
这福音仍然能够结出改变人生命的果实。
And this morning, we don't need to look. I know we hear stories in Asia, in Africa, of the gospel transforming lives, but we don't need to even look that far. God is changing lives in our church.
今天我们不用看得很远，其实神就在我们当中改变人生命。
This morning, we're going to see a couple of baptisms, and we're going to hear people profess their belief in Jesus.
今天我们就要有弟兄姐妹要来在众人当中受洗，见证他们的信仰。
Let's have the worship team come on up. Church, if you could stand, we're going to continue our time of worship.
弟兄姐妹，我们请站立来唱下面的诗歌。
Lord God, we give thanks to you.